Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work. Canva.com.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Let me remind you, on Fridays, what do? I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. Started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back, and on Fridays, many of us across the country just say, I got to wear something red. It could be a shirt, could be a hat, could be a pair of shorts or socks. And if you ever think, oh my gosh, the laundry genie is not available, I don't have a red shirt, what do you do? Well, it's actually pretty simple. You take out one of your red bracelets from your good pal Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets. That's what you do, because that's what I do. Did you know Emily's Bracelets, one of the finalists for best jewelry store in Richmond in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition? It's absolutely true. Now, I don't know if you have been voting. I would urge you, because you don't want to hear me do this forever. No, you really don't. I don't want to have to do it forever, but here's the deal. I got two more years where I need to win, and then they will retire my jersey, hang it from the rafters, or bury it in the backyard. I don't really care, but it'll be over, and then I don't have to annoy you anymore. Well, I mean, I'll still, yes, I will still annoy you. There's no big deal, right? I mean, you know, it is what it is, but all of that being said, I need you to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. All right? 100 to 804-430-5505. That will vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Richmond. But while you're doing that, could you text 261? 261 is the code for Emily's Bracelets. It's not just enough to wear one of Emily's beautiful bracelets. I need you to text and help Emily win the big competition. I mean, she's already number one with me. I know, but I can't give her a nice plaque or anything. So text 261 to 804-430-5505. All right. We've got a lot of stuff that we are going to do. No, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at a text. It's always weird to be on the back end of text streams or stuff like that. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff we're going to be doing this afternoon. Now, next week, I will not be here. Do not get nervous. Do not. Well, I mean, you can be upset. You can miss me if you want. But I won't be here at my request, which is always a good thing, right? No, it is. It is. I have the opportunity to attend a class. And I will be doing that all next week. I know it doesn't sound like a vacation, but believe it or not, time off, I think you can use to improve yourself. And I got a lot of improvement I need doing. So I won't be here next week. And next week is the actual final Friday of the month. So what are we doing? We have moved our Lieutenant Jan McTurnham Blue Friday honors to this Friday. And we will be honoring Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Really, really good guy. Let me tell you something. Really a great guy. And this is a conversation I just absolutely found fascinating. I find them all fascinating, and some of them just go longer than others because you start diving into things. So I know Jeremy has taken all of the best parts, or what he considers to be the best parts, and that's what we're going to air starting at 3:35. But there's always kind of leftover pieces, and I want you to hear all of it. I want you to take the opportunity, so those will be posted at WRBA.com. Everybody beating up now, as per usual, on Virginia Republicans. Oh, this whole campaign is a train wreck. Well, no. I was so happy to hear the best governor in America, Governor Glenn Youngkin, on this morning. And what did Glenn say? What did Youngkin say? What did Governor Youngkin say? What, well, however you want to refer to him, because people say that. You know, they'll be talking about the governor. Ah, you know, Glenn and I. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Are you buddies? Or are you, well, you know, I just feel like I know him. I'd say that's pretty good, right? Youngkin. Well, do you not like him? Well, I don't know. Governor, whatever you call him, I don't really care. But he laid it out there plain as day. Hey. In 2021, during the summer, Glenn Youngkin was so far behind Terry McAuliffe that everybody essentially wrote him off, with a few exceptions. One of those exceptions was me. I will once again offer for the good of the order, and I want the record to reflect this, Your Honorship, the very first Central Virginia radio program on which then Glenn Youngkin, no title attached to his name from elected office, but the show that Glenn Youngkin appeared on was this show. And at that point, Glenn Youngkin was so unknown and so far down, we were told, in the polls, he actually had to spell his name on the air. And he told people on this show that it rhymed with Duncan, in case anybody had any questions. Nobody gave him a shot, with a few exceptions. I had closely examined his accomplishments and his plans. And I said, well, this is exactly the guy we need. And so from day one, I was there on board, if you will. And this show was the very first Central Virginia radio show that he ever appeared on. And he has done such stellar work these past 3.5 years for the people of my beloved Commonwealth. I think people still ought to be listening to him. Win some Sears, Jeff. Man, what a crappy campaign. Well, again, it is 92 degrees. It is the middle of July. And most people, in all fairness, are not really paying much attention to political stuff. Now, you and I might, because it's kind of become the bread and butter for a lot of what we discuss here. And if you're a real political nerd, a real political wonk. But the rest of the world, the rest of the Commonwealth, they're going to the beach.
They're going to the River House. They're trying to get their kids ready for school. They're trying to get kids off and prepared for college. Or they've got kids who have come home from college and they're trying to figure out how to kick up. I mean, how to help them transition to, you know, whatever might be next. So to write off Winsome Sears' campaign is absurd. Absolutely absurd. Her points of view, her policies, her beliefs are rock solid. They're on point, and they will continue the accomplishments that we have seen for the past 4 years. So there you have it. That's my pronouncement for the day. I got a lot of stuff that I'm going to share with you. It's going to be a very busy weekend. You have to vote, as I said. Text the number 100 to 804. I want to give you the right, and God forbid I give you the wrong number, and you start texting to some poor person who every time has to go look for their phone, and then it's just you annoying them. Don't do that. No, I want you to text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. All right? 100s, that's what you're going to text to 804-430-5505. Help to make the Jeff Katz Show, once again, the best afternoon radio show, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition. That would be fantastic. It would be great. It would be year number six. And if it makes you even happier, it would annoy a lot of the left-wing wackadoodles down there at the Times-Dispatch. Oh, they hate having to give me that award. So think of it that way. Annoy a liberal. It's kind of like a hobby, you know? All right. We will do our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor presentation. It happens at 3:35. This month's honoree, Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. We got my old buddy Kerry Dougherty, who's going to be joining us at 4:35 today. Would love to have you tune in for that, because she just has one of her best columns that went out today in her email blast. I love her writing. She's a great broadcaster as well, and a nice person, but I love her writing, I'll tell you that. So that's all straight ahead. And how about a pair of tickets for John Fogerty? August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. And I got a pair of tickets. We'll give them out at 4:20. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff this weekend to help out Team Katz and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. My pal, Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, is going to be out with a couple of the other Team Katz members. We've got, who else? We got Beaver Dam Grill. We've got River's Edge Coffee. They're all going to be part of this big thing called Plum Pickings. Out in Montpelier, doing a very special breakfast event from 8 till 2. And I'm asking you to support him, because each and every one of the folks I just mentioned will be donating part of their proceeds to Team Katz to support Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. So that is all good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, there's a congresswoman from Florida demanding amnesty for all illegal aliens. Yeah, we've seen this before. Does anybody remember Ronald Reagan? Just by a show of hands, right? I mean, you got to be a certain age. I know I've shared with you the very first time that I voted was for Ronald Reagan's re-election. I was not old enough to vote for him initially, and I was barely old enough to vote for him when he ran for re-election. But I got in under the wire, as they say. So I voted for his re-election. I love Ronald Reagan. Every day I come in here, I slave away in front of this hot microphone, and I'm looking at a framed photograph of Ronald Reagan, long before he was President Reagan, Ronald Reagan sitting at a microphone at WHO in Des Moines, Iowa, one of America's legendary radio stations. So I love Ronald Reagan. But I have to share with you, Ronald Reagan now is number two on my list of greatest presidents of my lifetime. Donald Trump is in number one position. Ronald Reagan went along with an amnesty. This has all been pitched before. There is nothing new under the sun. Did anybody ever read that? It's one of those really old books. I don't know. Whatever it is. But, yeah, there is nothing new under the sun. So back when Ronald Reagan was president, and there was an even smaller, a fraction of the illegal aliens in America that we have today, he and Tip O'Neill, Speaker of the House, all these guys work this thing out. Well, all right, look, here's what we're going to do. You know, we got like 2 million of these illegal aliens. There's no way to find them all. There's no way to deport them all. Does any of this sound familiar? There's no way to track them down. Oh, my gosh, some of these 2 million illegal aliens, they built a life here. They have families here. They're blah, 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 blah. Guess what? President Reagan said, okay, well, I'll go along with this very limited amnesty if, only if, we secure the border, we fully fund Border Patrol, and what at the time was called INS, Immigration and Naturalization Service, and we start really honestly enforcing the law. He went along with it. And you have seen what has happened. So please, don't go into any of this with your eyes closed. Don't think for a second when these folks pitch amnesty that they really do mean a limited time. And somebody else mentioned to me, hey, Jeff, is it true Governor Youngkin was in Iowa? That's absolutely true. Could Governor Youngkin be running for president? Oh, I certainly would imagine so. Given Governor Youngkin's incredible record here in my beloved Commonwealth, I'd be thrilled to see him run for president. I think he would be a magnificent president. I really do. Remember, follow News Radio WRVA over on Instagram. There's a story there. You can vote on whether you believe these polls or not. Again, on Instagram, follow at News Radio WRVA. And while you're noodling around on your phone, please text the number 100, the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Help the Jeff Katz Show once again be named the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. Coming up next, our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, Colonel James Willett, just retired from the superintendent's post at Pamunkey Regional Jail. 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we present our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And we present it to a law enforcement officer in Central Virginia who has gone above and beyond, represents, in my opinion, the best of the badge. And our honoree for July is one of those guys, and I mean head and shoulders above other folks who have done the work that he is doing, done the work that he has done. James Willett is the colonel at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is the superintendent over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. He's actually getting ready to turn things over and enter civilian life for the first time in 28 years, sir. That's right?
That's correct.
Well, Colonel, I am happy to have you here. First of all, congratulations on this, and I guess congratulations on the retirement as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time coming.
Well, 28 years, a long time. That's a long time to do something you love. You kind of loved what you did.
Absolutely. I've loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
I never thought, you know, that it would take me down this road when I first, you know, applied at the jail.
Right.
I had visions of, you know, wanting to go on the road at some point.
Sure.
You know, I used to build houses before I decided to go this avenue, and I was looking for a career and a retirement and looking to get on the road, but just never decided that I wanted to do anything other than be in corrections. It's been very rewarding to me, and I owe everything that I have to that choice that I made all those years ago.
Well, take us through the process then. So you make application, and you're thinking, all right, I can work as a correctional officer, mm-hmm. Pamunkey Regional Jail. Is that where you started?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have spent your entire career there, which is a testament to you and quite frankly to the facility, and we'll talk about some of the changes, but you certainly, your first day on the job is not as superintendent, right? Yeah, they don't say, here's those Eagles, Colonel, go get them. You got a little bit of a learning curve, do you not?
Absolutely. So, matter of fact, I started at the old Hanover County Jail,
okay,
because Pamunkey was in its final stages of being completed. So we opened in March of 98.
Okay.
So from December 97 to March 98, I'm very fortunate that I had a chance to work at the old facility, which is part of the reason why they were, you know, moving to the regional jail.
Right.
It was outdated. You know, we didn't have any heat, air condition. I mean, it was just overcrowded. But it gave a true appreciation for when we transitioned to the new jail being state of the art. And not just from the staffing standpoint, we had air conditioning and all that. But the inmates also, you know, benefited from it as well. You know, they didn't have the confined conditions. They were offered more programs. They had time to go outside,
right,
you know, to go to watch television and just enjoy a lot of the privileges that they weren't afforded at the old jail because you just couldn't do it.
Right.
So it made that environment better for both staff and those that were incarcerated as well. And the pressure was gone because a lot of folks didn't make the transition or they didn't last long because they were basing their experiences on so many years of working in the old linear style.
Okay.
Or, you know, it was, you know, pretty tough, you know,
yeah,
back then.
Yeah.
And so the philosophy of direct supervision is you're actually in the housing unit with all the inmates that are out at one time. So no longer is there bars or barriers between you two. So you have to depend on the ability to talk to people.
Right.
And for me, building houses and working with people out in the general public, you know, kind of, it came second nature to me just to be able to talk to folks.
Yeah.
And I think the golden rule applies, you know, and I remember that from my initial training is bottom line is treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
And I think that just resonated with me through my entire career, no matter, you know, where I worked. And I think that really helped me when I hit that button that day and all 42 folks came out at one time. And it was just actually, to be honest, it was pleasant.
Wow.
I had no issues. And it was just not like a typical day at the old facility.
Wow. So. Wow. Mm-hmm. Colonel James Willett is joining us. And Colonel Willett, at the time you're hearing this, has just retired after 28 years of service, retiring as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel, one of the things you've mentioned a couple of times already, just in a couple of moments, which may shock people who are listening, you're talking about inmates and you're talking about those who are incarcerated being comfortable, if you will, right? Having access to heat and cool and programs. This is not what the vast majority of civilians think of when they think of when they think of jails, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one thing that's forgotten about for those that also work in corrections. You know, it's, you know, you spend a vast majority of your time also, you know, locked up.
Yeah. Colonel James Willett is joining us. Colonel, let's talk about the difference. Again, I'd like part of this to be educational for folks who are listening. The difference between a jail and a prison, because people use those terms interchangeably, and they are not interchangeable.
No, not at all. I think the biggest difference you see right away is from a jail standpoint, you see folks who are initially, it's their first taste of the system, I guess, so to speak. And we see those people typically at their worst.
Right.
Sometimes at their behavior or their mental health status and their overall just physical health. And so we have to, you know, make sure all those needs are met, you know, from a mental health standpoint, or a lot of these people who come to jail are not compliant with their prescription meds or just taking their health in general.
Right.
But we have to do all those things because,
yeah,
you know, that's one of our jobs and top priorities, make sure those needs are met. And I think people don't understand that when the officers make the arrest, they come to us, and now we have the long-term solution we have to provide. And we're also dealing with a lot of these folks go through substance use disorders that they're battling, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're forced to, you know, pretty much go cold turkey as of whatever they were doing on the street.
Yeah.
And we have to manage all that in a safe way. And with the Department of Corrections, their folks that they receive, they've been with us for some time. They're already clean from whatever substance use disorder they're dealing with. Their mental health, they're at least been treated. Their medical history, their health has been kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
They've been through some programs already. So from a correction standpoint, a lot of those things have already been addressed. And yes, they have them for a longer period of time, but that's the biggest difference for us is they're serving in that longer sentence after we've put them through the process pretty much of helping them get settled in and squared away from a mental health and a overall health standpoint. So,
who is incarcerated at Pamunkey Regional Jail? Are these simply folks waiting for a court date, or are they serving a sentence of some sort?
Yeah, all these folks are mostly pretrial, but
right.
They're waiting to go through court dates and eventually get sentenced. And how it typically works is the Department of Corrections, when you're sentenced as to the Department of Corrections itself through the state, it's anything over a year.
Okay.
So once they get sentenced to 1 year or more, they're technically property of the state. They determine their release date and all that. And historically, they will, of course, make pickups and take those folks from us, and they'll put them at various places throughout the state. But
right.
Anyone serving less than a year will stay with us.
Okay.
And several years back, not that long ago, more or less 2 years or more, the state picked them up, and those with less than 2 years usually typically stayed with us.
Okay.
But now with the declining populations through the jails and even in the state system, they're able to take those people at a faster pace. So, most men and women, of course.
Yeah.
Pamunkey, we house it, men, women. We have minimum offenders all the way to max custody folks. And so it's a one-stop shop.
Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. He is our July recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Colonel, I have mentioned to you, and I've mentioned every time I've had the opportunity to interact with your staff, and, anybody and everybody, I talk about this. 1,000 years ago, as a police officer, I made an arrest. My attitude was cuff them and stuff them. Right. And I drop them off somewhere. Good luck. Hope it all works out for you. And then you start to realize, and Carl Leonard down in Chesterfield County, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, Carl and I have had this chat because Carl was also on the road for 20 plus years and sort of had the same idea. And then you realize, no, wait a minute. We've got 98% of these folks are coming back into the community. Mm-hmm. And do I want them coming back with no skills, no education? Do they still have the same substance issues? Or would I like them to come back and say, I got to mow the lawn. I'm going to bring the trash cans in. I have a job and I pay taxes. How you doing today? Right? I mean, that's your mission. And by God, you guys are doing that. It's amazing to me. They do indeed. Well, Colonel, I would say that none of the gifts that you get will get you any closer to retirement, but you don't need it. You're there. So this is all just a little gravy on top of it. We put together a gift package for each and every one of our recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to share with you some of the things that are in here. There's some Jeff Katz swag, which you feel free to dropping on the way out. That doesn't matter. But the important stuff here, my friend Tony Brewster lives down in Chesterfield County. He put together a golf tournament. And the purpose of the golf tournament is to raise money to give gift certificates, gift cards to honorees. So Tony Brewster has made sure that you've got a great gift there. My friends at For the Love of Chocolate in Carytown. I don't know if you're familiar with For the Love of Chocolate, but this is so worth the trip.
I will be.
Yeah. Unbelievable chocolate from around the world, and they have a beautiful gift card for you there. My friend Laura Sylvester is a baker. She hasn't always been a baker. She just discovered she really loves baking and has a talent for it. So she started a business. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. That's in the Mechanicsville area, but she'll make any sort of a cake or a cookie or stuff that's on the menu, not on the menu. There's a gift certificate. There's her menu here, and I'm only slightly biased, but I would tell you that the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake is delicious. That is my daughter Julia's favorite, and so Laura named it after her.
All right, that's awesome.
Jamie Walter, if you remember Mike Walter from the state police, Jamie, his wife, and their kids put together a gift package, or some gift cards, there's a letter, there's a challenge coin in there, and that is for you. My friend Pastor Steve Boots, who's over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, is also a woodworker and a police chaplain for Henrico County. And so he has made a beautiful, beautiful thin blue line flag for you that you take home. My friend Mike McTernan. Mike is one of Jan McTernan's sons. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side of town. He commissioned special challenge coins that only recipients of the Jan McTernan Award get. And then finally, my friend Emily Morrissey. Emily is 27 years old. Lovely lady. Emily has a number of disabilities and challenges. And in school, they learned that Emily had a real talent for working with beads. That was part of her PT and OT. Right. So her folks, Dan and Kristen, her brother PJ, they set up a business for her. It's called emilysbracelets.com. And she makes any number of beautiful bracelets. And so, again, for our honorees, you will get one. I promised Emily, and you wear yours whenever you want, but I promised Emily that I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thus far, it's worked. So those are the things that you get to take with you from here, in addition to thanks, appreciation, admiration for 28 years of service and accomplishments that, they're clearly going to remain long after you have departed Pamunkey. So thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the honor of just being here today. And still shout out to Nathan Webble for, you know, nominating me for this award. This also shows, you know, the relationship that we've had over the years and the faith that I could represent well for the month of July. And I really appreciate you taking the time and interviewing me today. And it's been great to talk about 28 years wonderful times. So thank you.
You bet. That is Colonel James Willett, retired superintendent of the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is, in fact, the July recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Our old pal, Kerry Dougherty. No, I don't mean she's old. I mean, my longtime pal, Kerry Dougherty, who is, God, she's multi-talented. I love her writing. Now, she was columnist for the Virginian Pilot for many years, left, writes still, and just, again, what a wordsmith. Every Friday, she sends out a free note, if you will. They don't spam you. It's great. It's just her doing a weekly column, but it comes via email now. She's also in broadcasting. She's like the queen of talk radio on the eastern part of the state, you know, Virginia Beach and that area, and just great stuff. Anyway, I read her piece today, and I thought, oh, my God, we haven't had Kerry on forever. And so she's going to be with us at 4:35, and before you get all upset, go, hey, where's Andruski? Where's Stan Drewski? Stan Drewski and his lovely family are on vacation. And I will tell you that Stan Drewski actually offered, so, you know, I'll come on. I said, no, come on. You're on vacation, man. Just, you know, go have some fun. So we're going to do that. It's going to be great. I have to tell you that I listen. Germ, do me a favor. Ask Charles Pyle for some of the clips from, what is it, Jamie Swain, the president of Virginia Public Media, whining. Oh, God, we don't have any. They're taking our federal funds. Listen, lady, sell a freaking tote bag. You're going to be just fine. Assuming, of course, there's actually a market for the stuff that you people peddle. Yes, I said you people. I'm channeling my inner Ross Perot, just the way it is. You want to compete? Go compete. You have had the best of all possible worlds. You say, oh, we are commercial free, so we get taxpayer dollars, and then you turn around and sell sponsorships. Oh, that's not really advertising, Jeff. That's a sponsorship. It's different. No, it's not. You can't stand on the side of the pool and dip your toe in and then come in up to your knees, let's say, and say, oh, we're not really in the pool. You're either in or you're out, okay? So I don't want my taxpayer money going to you because I don't like your stuff. I'm sure there are people that consume your stuff, so go and sell advertising that appeals to them. That's the way this works. I am not about to shed any tears, although I may chuckle a bit. It is 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Stupid. They're not. And you do not help anybody on the right side of things by dismissing people on the left side of things as stupid. Very smart. Very calculating. So what the left realized years ago, we're going to change the language. Now you take a look at the federal code, and nobody does that, of course, I know, but were you to open up the law books, you would see the terminology. Illegal alien, or some sections, illegal immigrant. That's the term. I don't like it. Well, that's okay, I guess, but that's the term. So what happened a few years back, you remember? All of a sudden, illegal aliens and illegal immigrants became, quote, undocumented immigrants. What an interesting phrase, undocumented. I'll tell you what undocumented really means. It means if you were to walk out of your house and you forgot your wallet with your driver's license in it, you would be undocumented. But I'm here to tell you, if you break into your neighbor's house and plant your tush on their couch, you are not a, quote, uninvited guest. If you are selling drugs, are you selling drugs or are you simply an undocumented pharmacist? You see how silly it is. You see how ridiculous it is.
but that is now the standard practice. And one of the ways that it advances is that you have very weak left-wing people in legacy news operations, and they go along with it because they believe this stuff to begin with. But they also say, oh, well, look, Jeff, the AP changed their style book, so I have to follow that. Believe me, I've seen that. Folks are always concerned about news at WRVA. I've been here for 13 years. And the very best news delivery, the very best news coverage, the very best news presentation, the fairest, the most honest, has occurred since Charles Pyle joined our team and began as our news director. I was here, I've been here a long time. And I've watched news directors with far left-wing agendas who let that get in the way of reporting the news. I knew it. They knew it. Didn't matter. Nothing I could do. Oh, I mentioned it, and there were people who just didn't care. That's true. I joke about it, but there have been times in the past where you go, yeah, your complaint will be ignored promptly. We've had folks in that news operation who, again, have their own agenda. Let it get in the way of news. I've told this story many times. I'm going to tell it one more time because it's Friday and I just feel like telling it, I guess. When I first got to WRBA, there was someone on our news team. I didn't know anybody, right? I'm here all by myself. I don't know anybody. I spent a couple of days here in the radio factory. You know, one person in particular walked by, would never talk to me, pretended like I didn't exist. I'm thinking, well, who are you? I was at a synagogue, and there was a person there wearing a WRVA staff jacket. I thought, oh, well, that's, that's a person from the radio factory. I went up to talk. I thought, well, all right, we're kind of off the clock. I wouldn't talk to me. And I thought, well, bizarre. But I will tell you, as sure as I sit here, that since Charles has been on the team, what we have gotten at the top and bottom of each and every hour has been news. I don't like what he said. Okay. Did you have an actual question about actual news, or did you just not like him for some reason? Because I am here today, and I will defend my team, that Charles is doing a great job. And Gary Hess does a great job in the morning. Great job. Sarah Huffman is doing a great job. We've got a lot of great people. We've got good stuff going on. Anyway, I don't even know how I got off on that tangent. Germ, did you take notes? Any idea? You don't know either how I wound up here. All right. Oh, I know. I was going to complain about the Virginia Public Media lady. What is her name? Jamie Swain. Oh, my God. They cut our funding. Well, tough. Did you see the photos? The visuals? The video of the State Department employees who were laid off? Oh, they're crying and whining and moaning and hugging each other. And somehow that was a news story, and I was supposed to be upset about it. Listen, I've lost plenty of jobs in my life. I didn't have anybody crying for me. How about when that make-believe president said to coal miners who were losing their jobs, hey, you guys should learn how to code. Remember that? Anybody cry for the coal miners? Any news coverage? Any, hugs and drum circles and puppy cuddles and rainbow T-shirts? Or were a lot of us thinking, man, it sucks to be you. I hope it works out. People lose jobs every day. There were all sorts of layoffs not too long ago in these big tech companies. I didn't see coverage of that. Again, it's all agenda-driven. So when I hear the grand poobah of Virginia Public Media telling me about a terrible situation and how they're going to continue advocating for taxpayer money, I'm a taxpayer, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not giving you a dime. I don't like what you produce, and so I made the choice not to consume it. I shouldn't involuntarily be paying for your stuff. Think about it in terms of shopping. Heidi and I are loyal customers of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. It's not right around the corner. You know, we're in Ashland, they're in Short Pump. But we love the food, we love the people, we love the quality, we love everything about it. So we made a choice that we make a trip down to Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market to buy certain items. What happens if we decide we're not going anymore? We don't go anymore, and they don't get any more of our money. That's the way the business works. That's the way the world works. What if somebody moves to town and says, boy, I love this Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market, but now I've moved out to Fredericksburg. I'm not going to drive there anymore. Do the Leonards get to say, well, okay, you're not actually consuming our products anymore, but you still have to pay us? Of course not. This is the real world. And the NPR folks and the PBS folks are getting, I guess, a rude awakening. But welcome to the real world. And if you really do believe in what it is that you produce, whether it is audio or video, then put it out there. Go get yourself some real advertisers and compete in the dreaded private sector, in the free market. You ever hear of the free market? We'll welcome you to it if you ever actually get involved. Hey, coming up in a couple of moments, got tickets for you. John Fogerty's coming August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That is Meadow Event Park up in Doswell. 420-ish is when I'll give you the tickets for that. I'm going to annoy you again and remind you I need you to text 100, text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Text 100-100 to 804-430-5505. That's how you vote for the Jeff Katz Show, best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. We'd love to make it 6 years in a row. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. No, that's all it is, but it's Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. I want to make your day even better. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you a pair of tickets. You go see John Fogerty August the 1st at Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. Of course, that happens at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Beautiful venue. Great, great service. Matt Krieger and the team have, for years, provided the best. And, you know, Matt's dad, Larry, started the whole thing. And it's been kind of neat over the years to watch Larry kind of just fade back a little bit and go, there you go, Matthew. It's all yours. Have at it. And Matt just keeps hitting it out of the park. Anyway, I want you to go and see them. Again, John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. It's Friday. That's it's six. It's the sixth day of the week. Weeks start on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that day, Friday. All right. Caller number six at 833-804-1140. You will get yourself a pair of tickets to go and enjoy John Fogerty at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell on August the 1st. Couple of moments from now, my old friend, Carrie Dougherty, is going to be with us. One of the most talented people I know. I absolutely, every single opportunity I have, consume what she's producing. She does great radio, that's true, but I'm not out on Virginia Beach all that often. And her writing, every Friday, I look forward to her weekly column. It's just spot on. And today's column was one of those that I said, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know, were you thinking she's just hitting on all cylinders? Yeah. Yeah. We're happy she's going to join us at 4:35. Now, a couple of things. Did you follow the Coldplay thing at Gillette Stadium up in Boston? I've mentioned to you that Heidi is out of town, right? Heidi is on a little trip. She's up in Boston. She was visiting a friend. And the friend thought that Heidi liked Coldplay. In fact, this friend is operating under the impression that Heidi loves Coldplay. Heidi actually hates the band Coldplay. But this friend is going through a divorce. The friend went out and bought two tickets for Coldplay at Gillette Stadium up in Foxborough and said to Heidi, I know how much you love Coldplay. Please come up to Boston. We'll go to this concert. And Long story short, Heidi got an airplane ticket. The first flight was canceled, and then she got another one, and she was there. She was there that night when those people who were hanging out with 49,998 of their closest friends wound up on camera, and their respective spouses were apparently blissfully unaware that they were there. And there you have it. Oh, no, I apparently I don't like Coldplay either. I couldn't tell you definitively, but Heidi keeps track of these things for me. I have other things I'm concerned with, but I did ask her. I said, hey, do I like Coldplay? And she said, no, you don't like them either. And I went, okay, good. Works for me. No reason for me to go and see them. Don't need to listen to them. And all is right with the world. Simply that. Text the number 100 to 804-430-5505. Help the Jeff Katz Show once again be named the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. 425 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Your show, but I was just went for a walk along the oceanfront. There were kids with a lemonade stand. I'm not lying. And they were shouting. I was listening to a book on tape. Hey, my lemonade. And I said, sorry, kids, I don't have any money. And they said, we take Venmo.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I couldn't. I thought how much, I couldn't read their sign of bad eyesight. It's like, I have no idea what you're charging for your lemonade, but if they take Venmo, I can't afford it.
No.
Yeah, they take Venmo. Yeah, that's wow. My neighborhood. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Carrie. Do you think the kids who knew how to take Venmo have any idea how to tie their shoes?
Probably not. They were all wearing, they were barefoot. No, that's just correct. Just have you noticed that recently? That is the latest thing, trying to tell you how you don't have to tie your shoes. Get these Skechers, you know, these Freedom, these easy on, easy off. You don't even have to bend over. Just slide your foot in. What's the world coming to?
Well, that's my question to you, because you and I were about the same age. We learned how to tie our shoes. Now, I noticed you did two bunny ears. When I learned, I made one bunny ear and a lasso.
Oh, you lassoed your bunny. Oh, that's interesting. I can't quite visualize that. But no, I did the two bunny ears and learned how to do the double knot. You had to do a double knot or else your shoelaces came untied.
That's right.
But that was a rite of passage, right? I mean, once you learned to tie your shoes, you were rocking. You could leave the house without asking your mother to tie your shoes.
That's right.
It was great. That was a big deal.
So why has it gone away? I get it. You and I perhaps have, I'll just share, you know, we've aged in the point where somebody says, oh, it's easier? Oh, yeah, okay, I could live with easier. But for kids who have given up on it, do you think we're just making all these kids just weaker and dopier?
I really believe if there's ever the zombie apocalypse, you and I and a handful of people our age will be the only ones. We can read road maps. We can drive a stick. We know how to change a tire.
Yep.
I was on a trip with my daughter when she was about 10 or 11, and she was a really smart kid. And we were lost in Pennsylvania, and I tossed her the road map because that was back before navigation. I said, here, try to figure out where we're going. She looked at it. She didn't even know how to read a map, but she could find Zimbabwe on a globe. She had nobody had ever taught her to read a road map.
Oh.
They have no survival skills.
They are going to be in trouble. But you know what? Carrie, and let me remind everybody, Carrie Dougherty is joining us, who's just such a talented writer and a wonderful broadcaster and an observer of life.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Well, I only tell the truth, as you know. Is it a done deal? Are these kids, is the next generation just out of luck, or can we whip them back into shape? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I try to whip my grandkids into shape, but they love video games, even though they're limited on screen time. But they do like to, we play board games a lot. I grew up in a family, we're a board game family, and we do play board games with them. And I'm trying to get the kids, we all want to learn Mahjong. You play Mahjong?
Oh, yeah.
Seems like such an old lady game, but that's my goal. I bought a set because I like the tiles, and I can't get anybody to play with me yet, but I'm going to learn.
All right.
I'm making the kids learn.
Excellent.
It looks easy.
Well, I don't know about Mahjong. I will tell you the dominoes, my parents, years ago, it's a great game. The game that is played is called Train, and some places it's called Mexican Train.
Yes.
And it's great. It's great.
I played that.
Yeah.
We have friends coming over tonight. We have friends that we play cards with every Friday night. We're like old people. We play hearts usually, and it's ruthless. I mean,
I'll bet.
It's really, it's ruthless.
What's happening out there in the beach with the political stuff? You know, here we're hearing so much. There were people kind of criticizing Winsome Sears as she runs for governor. You know, they didn't like the campaign manager. She doesn't have enough money. And we in Central Virginia, you know, we know all about CIA Abby. Abigail Spanberg is just full of crap from day one. But I don't know if you guys out there at the beach are familiar with what a total fraud she is.
Well, I think we are on our show, and we keep trying to point it out. I mean, Winsome Sears, this is the worst campaign for governor I've ever witnessed. And I'm glad she's fired her campaign manager. I have nothing against the guy. I don't know who he was, but whoever was running that show is terrible. She's got, it's not too late. Do you think she's only down by 12 points, which I thought it would be more, according to that VCU poll. So yeah, maybe she can pull this out.
I think she can, because I think as a person, I love Winsome. I think she's right
on
the
too.
Issues. She is tough as nails. She's a Marine's Marine. And if we don't want to go back to the days of being locked in our house by Ralph Northam or valuing DEI over everything with McAuliffe, we got to continue the 4 years of Youngkin. I mean, we got a great place now.
Can you imagine they will have gun control, all those bills? I think we had Glenn Youngkin on this week. I think the governor said he's vetoed 400 bills. Yeah, we don't even want to. If we went back and reviewed what he saved Virginia from,
that's right,
it's probably astonishing. And should the state go bright blue, we are in trouble. We will become California or Maryland. I don't know what we'll become, but it won't be good.
No, it would be ugly. Would it be ugly. With Aaron Rouse getting kicked back to the beach by the Dems, I mean they I don't know how they figured out they had to go crazier than you know LeVar Stoney, but they did. What are you hearing out there? I would imagine people are talking about it. Are people buying into it, or do they get what's at stake?
I don't know. Maybe I don't get out enough. I think Jay Jones, if you know Jay Jones at all, a very nice guy, well, from a wonderful family. His dad and I used to be, traveled in the same circle back when we were single. He's a great, great man, just recently passed away. But Jay Jones is such a lightweight, and he's so pro-criminal. He's nothing like his dad. His mom's a juvenile judge here, very well thought of. And I think my encounters with Jay Jones have been few. He's a very nice, I think of him as a young man. He seems so young.
Yeah.
But he's not up to the job. I mean, Jason Meares has been kicking butt. He's a great attorney general.
Right.
I think he should be able to win that if he keeps going on the there's signs all over here, pink signs that say Jay Jones is too soft on criminals or something.
Okay.
Too soft.
Good.
I don't know if you're seeing those in Richmond, but
the ones we're seeing, we've got the Jason Meares Protector of the People.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
which are pretty solid signs. I'm seeing plenty of those. I'm seeing Winsome Sears. I don't see a lot of small Winsome Sears signs. I see a lot of the giant billboards. You know, in fields. John Reed has got signs up all over Central Virginia. So I think we're in a good place. And again, I have to think, Carrie, and you tell me your perspective. Here we are. It's July 18th. Most people have not even begun to really focus on the election issues, right? We got to.
I agree.
Yeah.
Abigail Spanberger is all over TV down here, though. I mean, every time I turn the TV on, there she is trying to look reasonable and moderate and never mentioning she's a Democrat. You know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Winsome Sears has got to get out there more. We know her here. I think John Reed's running a very energetic campaign. We've had him on our show a few times, and he seems to be, every time I turn around, he's somewhere. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. They need to. I think that little hiccup early on didn't help, though, with the little infighting on the team.
It certainly wasn't a net benefit. But I think at this point, I don't think it's much of a negative either. And you guys should know. I just want to give you a little piece of Central Virginia, Carrie, that you can share with the folks at the beach. If she's running the Abigail Spanberger spot where she's, quote, walking through the hallways of J.R. Tucker, and she's telling you how she used to walk.
Yes.
Those hallways. That school did not exist when she was in high school.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. The J.R. Tucker High School she went to was an all-outdoor campus, which meant, quite literally, there were no halls for Abby to walk through.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. What a fiction.
Great?
Yeah, that's terrific. That's just terrific. No, she seems like a phony to me. I don't know. But she'll win the beach, no doubt, because the Democrats always win the beach, but Chesapeake is a nice Republican stronghold down here. They just got to limit the damage done by Spamburger down here. We're in that crescent, the crazy crescent from Northern Virginia down to here. But I'm glad to hear Jason has a big presence up there. We've been, you know, it seems like we're focused on the campaign. We talk about a lot on the radio, but sure, Nobody out there is. I'm not seeing any yard signs yet, and our neighborhood's usually full of them.
There you go.
We just have the Venmo lemonade signs right now.
Well, yeah, I'll bet you that's really good lemonade if they're on Venmo. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I know.
Do me a favor. Tell everybody where they can read your great writing, because I want everybody to sign up for your newsletter. And if they're traveling out to the beach, where they can listen to you and Mike.
Right. Well, they can listen to us online at WTAR.com. We're on Talk Radio 96.5, that's FM, okay, and 850 WTAR. Okay. And I'm at CarrieDougherty.com. So I do I write on my website almost every day, and then I send out a newsletter once a week where I try not to annoy you. I try to show my softer side on Friday.
It's a great side to show, my friend. It is a great side to show.
It's fun.
It is great stuff. Carrie, I always appreciate you making time for us. Give my best to Mike.
I will, and we're going to have you on the show really soon. Are you coming down here anytime? Do you get to the beach?
Not nearly enough, but you know, if there's an invitation, I could probably figure out a reason to be down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come. Well, give me a holler. Give me, that would be fun.
I'll bring lemonade.
I'll Venmo you.
There you go. Have a great weekend. That is Carrie Dougherty. Gosh, CarrieDougherty.com. If you want to read some of her great writing, one of the best columnists I've ever had the privilege of reading. And again, if you're hanging out at the beach, she does a great radio program out there. She and Mike. Mike is he's an attorney by trade. I think it was a prosecutor. I think it was a CA, ACA, and I'll probably screw that up. But great people. And Carrie, honest to goodness, just a wonderful columnist. I so enjoy her writing. Columnists are becoming fewer and fewer, and it's sad. It's sad to see that pass the way it has, but she's getting it done. I just love what she does. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I want to tell you that we've got a flood watch through central Virginia. We've got some rain up here at the moment in the center of the universe. We do have some very strong thunderstorms and gusty winds that we're all going to see at some point this evening. Basically right through the overnight, and then tomorrow they're talking about mostly cloudy, and Sunday mostly sunny. It looks like that could be it looks like it could be the end of the rain, at least for the time being. But, you know, it's central Virginia in the summer, and it's going to be 90-something degrees, and the humidity is going to be 95%, which means there's always the possibility of some thunderstorms here and there. Next week, I'm not going to be here, and nothing personal, but I have the opportunity, actually, to be part of a great educational experience. Something I have thought about for a long time, and it gives me a lot of things to do. It's going to give me homework for sure. It's going to give me a lot of studying, and I got to put together some presentations, and there's a lot of stuff involved. So it's not, quote, a vacation, but I won't be here. But I'll tell you the other thing it gives me the opportunity to do, it gives me the opportunity to spend, a good solid hour in the car in the morning, and I'll get the chance to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, which will be great. I try and listen each and every day, but, you know, life happens, and so I don't always get the chance to listen to everything. But if I've got a solid hour just driving, well, what the heck? I won't be changing any diapers. I won't be asked many questions. I will be useless to every other person. Oh, it'll be great. What do you think about a Jeff Katz tote bag? I mean, because here, I keep talking about Virginia Public Media. Oh, give us money. Our shows suck. Please pay for them. Oh, they didn't even say please. Our shows suck. Give us money. Pay for their crappy shows. No. Sell another tote bag. Now I'm thinking maybe we need Jeff Katz tote bags. Would you want a Jeff Katz tote bag? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804. 1148 33804 1140. Seriously, should we do an entire NPR knockoff line of Jeff Katz merch? We could do tote bags, umbrellas. What else do they peddle over there? I mean, besides fiction. Well, anyway, somebody tell me. Would you want to buy, and I'm going to sell them, you know, I'm not going to give them to you, 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. What do you think about a Jeff Katz merch line that's like a direct knock on the NPR stuff? Would you be interested in that? Oh, while you're texting, do me a favor. Would you text the number 100-100 to this number, 804-430-5505. That way you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. And we could do it 6 years in a row. Fingers are crossed. It's going to be a heavy lift this year. I know that, but I need your help. And it's free. Just text the number 100-100 to 804-430-5505. 456, Jeff Katz News Radio, WRBA. 505. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Rain has arrived, at least here in Ashland in Hanover County. It is going to be with us, regardless of where you happen to be in Central Virginia. You're going to get hit with it. We're talking about thunderstorms. Some of the rain will be very, very heavy. There's a flood watch. And I think I saw a flood warning. So you just stay on top of that, all right? That's all I got to tell you. You know what happens with our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday segments. We share them at 3:35 and 5:35, always on the final Friday of the month. And you may be looking at your calendar going, hey, it's not the final Friday of the month. You're correct. However, the next Friday, which will be the final Friday, I shan't be here on that particular Friday. So we will share it today. And our honoree for July of 2025, Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Really good guy. We only had time to air, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes of the conversation. But the whole thing is going to be up at newsradiowrva.com. Newsradiowrva.com. You go there, you listen to it, you share it, download it. And while you're kind of noodling around online, you should probably take a couple of seconds, follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram, because we got all sorts of cool things that we're starting to do on Instagram. Jeremy is annoying me each and every day with things to do for Instagram. Like, I don't have enough to do. Pain in the rear. Anyway, it's a good kid. So you, please, at least let me feel that my hard work is worth it. Go and follow at News Radio WRVA on Instagram. Anybody pay attention to this stupid Wall Street Journal story? And does anybody believe it? Okay, if you haven't heard it, allegedly, is it 25 years ago? Donald Trump, then just, you know, Donald Trump, sent a birthday card that he typed out and then hand drew a sexy lady picture in there and sent it to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's birthday. By a show of hands, does anybody believe? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot these details. How could I forget these details? The Wall Street Journal, which is an avowed enemy of President Trump, the MAGA movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Wall Street Journal, very much on the side of the like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is always pitching for more illegal aliens, etc. Anyway, the question is this. The Wall Street Journal claims they have seen this birthday card, but they're not going to show us. We should just believe that they have seen it. And yeah, that's that. Oh, come on. Nobody believes it. Absolutely no. Right. Do you believe it? I think it's more garbage. Now, you tell me this. If that really existed, why did it take him 25 years for this to be released? Right? Why would it be released? Oh, you know, it's not even being released. I don't know. It's craziness. Anyway, I don't buy it. There is good news in the offing. The Stephen Colbert show has been canceled. But they're going to give him until, what, May of next year before they actually stop airing that schlock?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I don't know. It's craziness. It really is. Why is he being canceled? The left is firmly convinced that the show is being canceled because there's some sort of political agenda. I'll tell you what the agenda is. The agenda is it's a crappy show. The agenda is that there was a time when Stephen Colbert reinvented himself as a character named Stephen Colbert and was mildly amusing. He was mid-level funny. But that hasn't been in place in, I don't know, 15 years? And I get it. He's a big-time leftist. I don't give a crap. I really don't. I don't care. But your show stinks. There's nothing entertaining about it. There's nothing funny about it. So, yeah, they're going to cancel it. Good. I'm not upset. All right, let me go to the text line here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I think, win the interwebs today. They say, hey, Jeff, taking a page out of the NPR book, how about you taking a couple of weeks out of every year to whine, beg, wheel, and guilt folks into sending you money to do your job? Who needs advertisers anyway? Tongue firmly in cheek. We love you, Jeff, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you too. You're great, great people. They really are. They're just great people. Could you imagine that, though? Do you want a Jeff Katz tote bag? Well, I'll get them done. I could get them done. We'll put them up and make a couple of dollars off it. How much do they sell at NPR? When NPR and PBS do their begathons, how much do they charge for a tote bag? Somebody needs to let me know. Jenny from Chester says, hey, Jeff, absolutely yes. I would love a Jeff Katz tote bag. Okay, cool. P in Hanover, however, says, no offense, but a big no to the Jeff Katz tote bag. Fine, P, you're not getting one. How about, what else do they sell over there? Umbrellas. Would you like an official Jeff Katz umbrella? Maybe we'll do that. I just want to take a couple of pages out of the NPR playbook because I don't get any taxpayer money. Mike in Chesterfield says, Jeff, you would actually sell a million Jeff Katz tote bags. Just please have them made from cotton like heavy-duty bags, not the recycled plastic junk that grocery stores sell. It's a great idea, Jeff. Well, thank you, Mike in Chesterfield. I'll put you down for 100 of the brand-new Jeff Katz tote bags. And they'll be built to last, I'm telling you, yeah. Let's see, 804. Jeff, Donald Trump is going to release everything on Earth related to Epstein and is going to take out the Murdochs to boot. It's possible. It's possible. They have certainly not been friendly to him at the Wall Street Journal. And here's the reality. This stuff that we're allegedly signing on, oh, you have to believe this. I mean, why would the Wall Street Journal tell a lie? Because all of these legacy hacks hate Trump. That's become clear over the years. Because Trump just doesn't go along with their nonsense. And they don't understand that, I guess, or they don't like it, whatever it is. But I can tell you that they're not going to win on this one. There are a lot of things you could say about President Trump. There are. I mean, there's still people who are upset about tweets the man sent out 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Okay. Or comments he made. Okay. But I'll tell you, one of the things you have to say about Trump is that this country's firing on all cylinders. We've had the best 6 months of any presidential administration that I'm aware of. These first 6 months have been incredible. Out of the park, grand slam home runs. I just love the way he's doing it. Yeah. It's craziness. All right. Hey, a couple of other things I've got to tell you about. I need to remind you that once again this year, the Jeff Katz Show is a finalist in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of competition. Once again, for the Best Afternoon Radio Show, I would love to win it this year. I would. I think it would say a lot. And I need your help. Now, you can go online and vote if that's easier. You go to the Jeff Katz page over on Facebook, and I have the link up over there if you would prefer to vote online. But the easiest way, and it's fast, and you can do it once per day, is to text. All you have to do is text 100, text the number 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Again, text 100 to 804-430-5505. You can vote once per day via text and once per day via online with every email address you have and every cell phone that you have. So please do that. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Friday, whew, we have made it. Congratulations. Cell five fives all the way around. Heather in Spotsylvania hits us up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, thank you for the Brad Thor book recommendation. I am on my second book now, and I am hooked. Also, yes, to the tote bags. You could get Emily's bracelets to make a clip-on charm chain for each one. What a great idea. P in Hanover says, Jeff, I take it back. NPR actually has a wine club. Not kidding. If you start a Jeff Katz wine club, I will join. But no tote bags. Huh. All right. Well, how about a Jeff Katz cocktail club? Could we do it? No, I don't know. Look, tote bags might be the easiest, but you can never tell what I might stick in a tote bag. Like, if it's an official Jeff Katz tote bag, I might stick something in there. Maybe I'll pick up one of those Richmond, Virginian things from the squirrels. Maybe. They got some really cool stuff, the throwback stuff. If you haven't seen it, Flying Squirrel store. You should probably check that out. You really should. Hey, Monday, I'm not going to be here. I've mentioned that to you. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm not going to be here next week. I got stuff to do, places to go, people to see, stuff to learn. But it'll be okay. We'll all get through it. I promise you. Don't get nervous or upset or anything like that. And if you're going to any sort of a concert, and you're with someone who is not your spouse, and you actually have a spouse somewhere, you might not want to be, you know, really friendly with that person who is not your spouse, while your spouse could possibly be looking at you. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. The guy, I didn't even know who these people were. I still don't exactly know who they are, but he's some sort of a big wig in the interweb world. And the company was worth $1 billion. I don't know if it's still worth $1 billion or, you know, they've changed it. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. But they were up at Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Mass., you know, where the Patriots play. And Heidi was actually up there. She was visiting a friend. She'll be back tomorrow. And they went to Coldplay. Heidi hates Coldplay, but her friend was somehow, some way convinced Heidi loved Coldplay. That friend, I mean, nice lady, spent $1,500 on tickets. And Heidi and her pal were like up in the rafters. And Heidi was there watching and listening to a band she hates. But at least she was involved in the biggest internet scandal of recent history. I mean, this whole thing has gone viral in a way that just nobody has seen in a long time. And there's a lot of splaining to do. If you've not seen that video, my gosh, it's all over the internet. So go take a look at it. Just let me know what you think. Because as I looked at it, you know, one of the things I was thinking, it sounds a little weird, was those folks looked like they were in a crowd, maybe even one of the suites, you know, a box. They, I don't know, I've had some coworkers that I've liked. I've never really hugged on any of them like that, and, you know, I just haven't. And no offense, Jeremy, I am not going to be sniffing your hair anytime. It's just not happening. I mean, I like you. Good to have you on the team, blah, blah, blah. But, and I don't think I'm going to hold hands with Charles at an event. Now, Gary Hess and I might, you know. No, we probably wouldn't. So, I don't get it. But that's what happened. I'm one of those guys, I got married, and then my dating life just totally ended after that. Isn't that crazy? All right. Couple of things I need you to do. Number one, text the number 100 to the number 804-430-5505. That way you will be voting for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show once again this year. Text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Just a moment from now, we will rebroadcast our presentation of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor to Colonel James Willett, just retired as superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self high five.
It is Friday, man. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Look, it's going to be raining. A lot of rain, heavy rain, thunderstorms, winds, the whole McGilla. That's this evening. That is right through the overnight. So we're all going to deal with it. I know that. But the rest of the weekend actually looks pretty doggone nice. Monday morning, 6 a.m., I am hoping that you will be tuning in to my friend Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News. I've got a week off for good behavior, if you will. I've got some exciting stuff that I'll be doing during that week. But we'll look forward to seeing you 1 week from Monday. It is Friday. So a couple of things happened. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great, great weekend. Second, since October the 7th, 2023, we have ended every one of our Friday broadcasts by sharing a rendition of Hatikva. That is the national anthem of Israel. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. It's a beautiful song. Have a wonderful weekend. God willing, we do it all again starting 1 week from Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.